Marianne, the inspiration of this, based on James and your careers, how did this all come about?
James had his own show at the time, and he invited me on that. That's how I met him the first time. After he realized what I could do, he thought, oh, gosh, this would just make a great television series, and he knew somebody, and one thing led to another, and I met John Gray. And John Gray thought, oh, yeah, this is something that I wanted to do. And CBS said, go ahead and make a pilot. And, gosh, we're in our third year.
I know, and it's going well. And, Jennifer, you play the part of Melinda Gordon so well. Have you always been a believer in the other side?
I have, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, part of believing is... I think is a great way to deal with people who are very much like I was in the beginning of the series, very much afraid of death and the conversation of death and everything, and to believe that it doesn't sort of all just end one day without our control, and that we just, you know, go to this place where there's nothing. To believe that spirits can come back and still communicate with their loved ones, you know, through Marianne and James and Melinda Gordon, if there is one, and, you know, those kinds of things. I think that there's something really great about that. And I've always believed in it. I've always been open to it. I definitely believe in it more now since we've been doing the show, and since I've been able to hang out with Marianne, who I adore. You know, I was always open to it.
And, you know, through the years, you're right, Jennifer, you get more and more in tune with the other side. I know this has happened to me on this program. More people that I talk to who have witnessed or had very strange apparitions show up in their houses, and it's all over the place. It's real. There is something on the other side. I'm not quite sure yet what it might be, but I'm sure that it's out there. When you, over the couple of years of doing the show, anything ever happened that was very strange on the set that you said, oh my?
Yeah, we've had a lot of interesting things happen. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had probably six or seven different crew members all feel the same thing while standing in this doorway where we were filming, and we all felt someone, we don't know who it was. Marianne wasn't there at the time, but I wish she had been, but we definitely all felt someone tug on the bottom of our shirts, and I felt like I was pushed from behind. So that was kind of odd because, you know, people can make the joke of, wow, you've been on the set too long or you've been spending too long as Melinda Gordon, you know, and they can joke about that kind of stuff. But the truth is when we're there, you know, and I'm playing Melinda Gordon, it is a role for me. And there isn't a part of me that ever thinks, wow, I wonder if I have this gift or I wonder if there's ghosts around hanging out with us or anything. And so when you're caught off guard with something like that, you know, it's very real at the time. And it didn't just happen to me. It happened to six or seven people who I said nothing to them about it because I didn't want them to look at me like I was crazy and needed a vacation. And so I didn't even mention anything to them. And they all felt it, too. So we've had stuff like that happen. We've had lights explode that weren't hot for no reason. We've had cameras break down. We've had characters on the show who didn't believe in ghosts. We've had the camera stop working when it's been working before that and after that. So we've had some things happen. I definitely think the spirits are with us and hopefully happy that we're doing this show and telling their stories.
Well, if you weren't doing it right, you'd hear from the other side, Jennifer, no doubt, huh?
I think so.
You know, Marianne, hardly a night comes by where somebody calls the program and needs advice on the other side, and I just refer them to you, mm-hmm. And I hope that's okay.
Oh, that's fine. That's why I'm here.
So, Marianne, lately, we've been getting calls from people who are sensing something very strange, and they feel as if their loved ones from the other side are trying to get information to them. Are you picking up anything like that?
I think that more and more of the spirits that have crossed over are realizing that the easiest way to get to their loved ones is actually through dreams. And I'm hearing more and more people calling and leaving messages and going, am I really dreaming of my mom? Is it her? Is what she's telling me the truth? And seriously, if you're dreaming about a loved one and they're trying to tell you something, I would go with it. I would say, yes, you're getting correct information.
And through the dream state, it seems that communication is more prevalent than the apparition that shows up at the corner of the bed, right?
Absolutely. And I'm not saying that people can't see people that have crossed over. Just because I can't doesn't mean other people can't or can. But I think it's a comfort zone that people accept dreams more than waking up and seeing your mom sitting on the foot of the bed. Exactly.
Jennifer, when you're in your character of Melinda Gordon, does it take you a while to get into that character, or does it come pretty naturally for you?
It comes pretty naturally for me. I mean, I think that, you know, I obviously don't have this gift, and I have to pretend to have it on a weekly basis. Knowing people like Marianne and being able to see firsthand what it is that she does for people and how it changes their life, you know, that's helped me a lot learn sort of the incredible weight that Melinda carries on her shoulders on a daily basis. The one reason I really wanted to play Melinda is the one kind of thing that I've had my whole life is I'm always the first to, like, run to 100 different people's problems and try to fix them and try to be there for them. And the thing that I love about Melinda most is her empathy. I love that she doesn't discriminate in who she helps and who she chooses. And even if there's something about them that she doesn't disagree with, she will help them because that's her gift and that's what she's supposed to do. And I think that I identify with her in that way. Melinda's a far better person than I could ever be, and I learn from her on a daily basis, and as well as is Marianne. And I've been really lucky to get to, you know, have my life touched by these amazing people who do this amazing thing. And, you know, Marianne can very humbly sit on the phone and talk about what she does as if it's nothing at all. It's a grand thing that she is able to do on a daily basis. And the way she touches people's lives and the way that our show has been able to touch people's lives is unlike anything I've ever experienced or will experience again. And these people truly do something extraordinary. And whether you believe in it or not, if you meet them and you feel your loved one wrapped around you one more time, why not believe in that? That's an incredibly beautiful, great thing. And, you know, I hope that a lot of people can meet people like Marianne and be touched by them once in their lifetime. It's something you don't forget.
Oh, Jennifer, I remember the first time Marianne was on the program, and she was just so heartwarming and friendly and lovable. It was a little unusual. Because most people who talk about ghosts and demons and things like that are trying to scare the heck out of you. Rosemary, actually, yeah, Marianne, you enjoy it. A friend of mine, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, loves your work. She's the dream lady. She comes on the program and does that. But I got to tell you, Marianne, you love life. And I guess the other side, too.
You know, I'm a people person, and actually, love, you're a people person, because you couldn't pull this off either if you weren't. You like people, too, and I think that might be, I didn't think about it till you were talking, but I think you're right. I think we are people that just listen to everybody's problems, whether they're alive or dead. You know, we just listen to them. Maybe because we're both Pisces, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
It's
in our nature.
That's right.
Jennifer, you were well known before Ghost Whisperer. What's it like for you now out there in the public? I mean, do people come up to you all the time, or do they give you your privacy?
No, it's funny. I have people come up to me all the time wanting me to cross over their loved ones or, you know, tell them if I see any ghosts around them and everything. And I always get a giggle out of it because I think, I wonder how far back Marianne and James' eyes would be rolling if they were standing here next to me knowing that these people are asking me to help them with their loved ones when they're really the ones to gift, and it makes me laugh a lot. You know, and then on another side, I feel really bad because sometimes I wish I had to gift so that I could help them. And I, too, give out Marianne and James' information all the time to people because I'm like, you know, they are really the ones who can do this. But to be known as Melinda is so different than to have been known for anything else that I've done in my career. You know, the other things I've done have been either silly or scary or childlike or, you know, I was a young person or whatever it is. And to be able to step into, you know, Melinda's shoes, which she's a grown-up, she's a married woman, you know, she has a life and she fights so hard to be this normal lady and can't breathe and function as a person without helping these spirits that she gets to come in contact with. It's a real compliment, you know, to be able to do what you love and have it actually mean something to people on every Friday night is a tremendous thing. And, you know, I'll never forget the experience. It's been really great.